Now's our beloved, precious Saint Germain speaks his heart to us this hour. We ask our beloved I Am Presence to bless him and pour forth everything our life streams can give to help him to do whatever is necessary to save this nation, the heart of the world, from anything and everything that is the human creation mankind has generated through war and human creation in outer world activities. My beloved family of freedom, I trust tonight I shall bring you something that will help you to accomplish everything you try to do more easily and more quickly and safely. And it is this: may I offer you my help when problems sometimes weigh heavily upon you, or outer world destructive conditions seem to interfere with that which should be accomplished in your daily service or your service to the light. We ask you to, when things go wrong in the physical world, to take your attention off of the wrong as quickly as possible, and then calling forth to your beloved I Am Presence first, and then to the great Central Sun, and to the Ascended Masters, temples of the sacred fire, draw forth whatever sacred fire love we know overcomes whatever is the delay or the obstruction or the discord that seems to produce the problem, because you will have glorious activity but no discord as you do this and form the habit of using our sacred fire to consume conditions that are wrong, instead of feeling that you must get into everything. And when you get into argument with people, you become tied to the wrong in the condition, and it not only delays your accomplishment but sometimes creates more problems that you have to face in the future. We are trying to cut you free from problems, and I hope you will enjoy that freedom when we get this accomplished. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, we have very, very great activity, and sometimes a very rapid activity in the handling of conditions of the outer world. But we don't have problems. Now, isn't that a relief? You know why? Because we know the end from the beginning, and the people that are in the problems don't. That's the difference. We know. Now, when we call the sacred fire love from the great central sun, or the fiery Christ blue lightning legions of the angels of fiery Christ blue lightning purifying force into a condition, we know before we make the call. That when that force comes or that flame flashes, we know positively there's going to be the end of human creation. That is absolute assurance of your victory. And you must know the same thing. This is what we want to help to bring to your attention, so there will be a habit, a momentum formed of this habit, and that you will increase as time goes on, and later on this becomes cosmic power with which you can positively do almost anything even before your ascension. Now, you never thought you were going to be able to use cosmic power before you ascended, did you? You never heard of that thing before. But when we offered you our ascended master consciousness, we offered you our cosmic power. And I assure you, when you use our cosmic power, or you use the sacred fire of our sacred fire love, or the sacred fire legions of the angels of fiery Christ blue lightning force, the annihilation of the human in the problem is already assured. And this is the security I want you to feel within yourselves. And the more you use it, the more you will feel it. And the more you feel it, the greater grows the momentum, and the quicker comes the answer to your problem. This is to help you in the emotional body, in the feeling world, feel our feeling of complete mastery over evil. And this you must acquire. You must gain this sometime, somewhere. And if I were you, I would gain it as soon as possible. When you call forth the ascended masters, fiery Christ blue lightning legions of the angels of fiery Christ blue lightning force, whose service is to annihilate the human, try to remind your intellect that the end of the human is decided before the legions release. You must decide that yourself. You must decide whether you want to put an end to the human or whether you're just going to have a battle in the condition. This is to help you decide that you are master over anything when you use our ascended master consciousness, when you use our momentum of the sacred fire, when you use our sacred fire, love, forgiveness, and mercy, as the mighty Surya told you last night, to call forth the great central sun's heart flame into any condition that is wrong with the command that evil must cease to be. And then when you ask for our flame to go into a condition, you open the way and we project the flame. But we want you to have the assurance in your feeling that when you issue this decree and the sacred fire comes into existence, it is the end of human creation. Because all delay in the fulfillment of your cause is in your emotional body, in your feeling world. And the minute you can get rid of that feeling of delay, your instantaneous fulfillment of your cause will come quicker and quicker into outer action the moment you decide to be through with the human. And when the human is causing delay or obstruction or discord in a problem, and you turn back to your beloved I Am Presence or to the great cosmic beings like the mighty Surya and ask for all the cosmic sacred fire, love necessary to annihilate the human, to come forth in lightning descent and produce instantaneous fulfillment of your calls, you'll be surprised at the legions of the angelic host, the legions of the sacred fire, angel legions of such power as mankind cannot comprehend until you see it in action. This, when you see it once, it'll produce a feeling inside of you that will be yours for eternity. And it is absolute security and absolute certainty of your ability through your decrees to overcome the evil, the problem, the human creation of the outer world. Now this will have many, many blessings to you. It will enable everything within yourselves to hold more harmony and keep from getting into a tension utter strain and struggle when you're trying to accomplish things, or many things are trying to push you according to their time. And this will enable you to hold a certain control of conditions around you that will hold everything in more balanced action, will make everything easier for you and more secure on the constructive side. And this is part of the fulfillment of the divine plan. So, beloved ones, there is this master way to annihilate the human in this world. There is the master way to live life comfortably and divinely and balanced action, and that is not accepting anything human. Now, this is your refusal of the acceptance of human creation, but it is also your acceptance of your mastery over it. And if you don't want to be master of it, we can't help you. That's all. You are here for mastery. And the first place it begins is inside of your own feeling world, in your emotional body, because there, at least 80% of the energy of the physical self is in your emotional body instead of what you call your atomic flesh. This is in your feeling world. And your emotional body extends around your physical body for sometimes as far as 50-foot radius in every direction. Because people don't know what they've created that stands around them from former embodiments. And this is why people's atmosphere contains within it their own accumulation of the past and present, be it good or otherwise. So this is to help you feel your mastery over a problem so you accomplish the fulfillment of your call as quickly as possible. Makes you always feel that you are going to have your victory, and that will keep you from becoming a victim of the fear of the outer world, because the mass consciousness and radiation of fear and doubt, which is the mass feeding of mankind, is chaos and destruction. And you gave your decree tonight for the hordes of chaos to be consumed. And the first place to practice on them is right in your own problems. So from tonight, with your cooperation and your calls, when you call forth the sacred fire legions of the angels of fiery Christ blue lightning force that annihilates human creation instantly, you will find many, many times, just as soon as you decide that, many times you will find the human creation in it just take off or be consumed sometimes by your own mighty omnipresence and higher mental body, or those of the angelic host who are your guard. Many times the problem that you think you'll have to solve, you won't have to solve at all, because the moment your feeling takes the stand that that human creation has to cease existence, and you're calling the sacred fire into it to compel that, the moment your feeling is sure of that, the flame flashes and the condition is changed to fulfill the divine plan. And this releases you from strain and struggle. And this is what we want you to feel as your security, your assurance, your absolute feeling of mastery over our human creation. And if you don't feel it, then you don't master it. Now, we can give you our feeling between 2 seconds. I can flood into this room tonight one flash of my flame of love into all the energy of your life streams. I can make you feel the complete momentum that I use at the inner level. And I'm willing to give it, but I want you to keep it. I don't want you to accept it 1 minute, the next minute forget it. Then it simply recedes. You must make it your own. And like the mighty Surya said last night, when you need to overcome any condition by love, forgiveness, and mercy, when you call forth the great central sun's heart flame of sacred fire, love, forgiveness, and mercy into a condition, it is the life from the great central sun that flashes down here, its own life, its own love, its own energy. Because before you make the call, that energy is not here yet. When you call the sacred fire into existence, that bursts then into a flame that consumes the human. And you can just as well cover everything over with that and be free from strain and struggle as to go on with the feeding, well, maybe you'll succeed and maybe you won't. Because the only thing in heaven or earth that can make you succeed is the sacred fire, love from the great central sun. Now, many times when there's pain in the body, and I'd like you to accept this, if you will, try this experiment. Sometimes when there's pain in any part of the body, if you take the commanding attitude and you say to your beloved mighty I Am Presence, my beloved mighty I Am Presence, I demand your heart flame's love and indestructible eternal harmony go into that condition. I demand the complete annihilation of that pain by your flame of love. And I forbid that atomic structure to feel any more pain. Now you can have it or not. Try it out a few times. You can stop pain instantly if you command that love which you are, which your mighty I Am Presence is, to come into every cell of your body, and that sacred fire feeding there of mastery compels every other vibration in your body to change and stop the pain. Now that is a very practical application of what I'm telling you tonight. Thank you. Now you can talk to pain in the body just like you can talk to a little dog, a little animal that is disobedient. When you say, I am the master presence of the sacred fire, love of my mighty I Am Presence, I am the master in this flesh, and I am the master of you, and I command you to cease to be. I demand your annihilation. And precious ones, sometimes you may have to say it perhaps two or three times, but many times it'll stop it instantly. And then if you take the stand, I forbid you to feel pain again. I fill you with the sacred fire of love, a perfection for eternity. Now this is part of the illumining of the body. It also helps your body to ascend, and if you want it, you must use it. I'm simply telling you the limitlessness of the sacred fire love that your mighty I Am Presence own heart's flame is. But try to remember to overcome everything in the body by your conscious command for the heart flame of the love of your mighty I Am Presence to go into everything in your feeding world, and with the authority of your mighty I Am Presence, command and compel that human thing to cease to be. And use your violet flame or demand the prevention of it. This is the only way you'll ever master the pain in the body. It's the only way you'll ever master conditions in the outer world that affect your body. Now this is very necessary for many reasons. This will prevent you accepting the race suggestions of epidemics or plagues and things of this sort that are everywhere in the outer world. The world is so full of fear and chaos and constant destructive suggestion that if you take the commanding attitude that the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence is the master authority inside of the body, it's the master authority in your feeling world, it's the master authority in the atmosphere about you, and with the ascent of master's consciousness, it is master over every condition around you. This is your mastery. This is your peace. This is your ability to help others. But you can't sleep 1 minute in the human senses, and then the next minute, after you perhaps created some wrong, something discordant, expect the next minute that everything's going to drop out of the sky, and just because you think of the presence maybe a second or two, and the rest of the day you've been thinking about the pain. You have to take the master command. And when you say, I am your master, and I am the sacred fire love that compels you to cease to be, you will be master of your body. You'll be master of your finance. You'll be master of your business. You'll be master of your association. And you'll be master of the atmosphere about you that keeps away from you the things that cause your problems or distress. I'm not hard on you, I hope, tonight, but I'm very much interested in getting you to the place where you're comfortable. Thank you. Now, get in the habit of using the mastery of the sacred fire, heart flame of your presence to command the body to produce the perfection that that heart flame's love is. Get in the habit of commanding the body. Mankind doesn't command the body, except when there's somebody scared that runs somewhere else. Someone's afraid of something, that one runs somewhere else to get rid of something. Train yourselves to get in the habit of commanding the body by using the heart flame of the love of your mighty I Am presence to come into the body, and that heart flame is the master of the body, and that heart flame's love is indestructible harmony. And if you fill yourselves with that, you find yourselves master over the conditions that heretofore have distressed you. So if you want to experiment with it, try me out. I can remind you as many times as you can fail. Tonight, I demand that you mustn't fail anymore. So I'll be after you as a reminder. If you'll be after the human feeling in your flesh structure or the atmosphere about you that constantly wants to distress you. So if you will use my momentum of what I know the sacred fire love can do to produce perfect manifestation, what I know it can do to wipe out human creation, we'll be successful. And more than that, you'll be more comfortable. And more than that, you'll have a momentum that will help to do the same thing for others. Not that you're going to carry their load at all, not at all. But you have the right and authority of command of your atomic structure to feel the purity and the harmony and the love of the sacred fire of your mighty I Am presence just as completely as you have the authority and power to raise your hand or lift your foot or go down the street where you please. You do that by conscious command, conscious direction. So if you have created discord, well, what about it? Forgive it and forget it. And say, all right, well, now's the end. But you ask your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host to blaze its heart flame of indestructible eternal love, purity, and mastery into that, and command that evil that wherever the discord is to cease to be. You can correct any condition in the body. And if you use your breathing exercises so as to hold the body in balanced control as much as possible, many of these conditions you won't have. I want you to have a momentum of mastery over yourselves, not just for your convenience. We want to clothe you, if possible, if you will let us, in more activity of the sacred fire that can consume destructive conditions in the world around you, wherever you move. And you will never take on the destructive conditions of the radiation of discord or problems or limitation or lack of any good thing. And this will affect your finance just as well as your health. If you want to command and call forth the heart flame love of your mighty I Am presence into your affairs to produce the finance that you're going to need, or whatever the supply is, absolutely invincible against all human creation, and wherever it goes, it fulfills the divine plan, just like you give in your decrees. If you will command it manifest, your presence is waiting the opportunity to pour it forth through the outer self if you'll give it the opening. And sacred fire love is the only eternal authority of life that has the power of life, that has the authority to command. It's the heart flame is the only thing that has the authority to command. You think your intellect is the commanding presence. No, no. Your intellect may have an idea, but the energy in your feeling is the thing that controls the condition. And when you call forth the sacred fire love of your mighty I Am presence, that is a feeling. And that feeling is master over your human feeling. And that is the power of your life that has all authority to say to the human creation, now cease to be, and let that heart flame love take the place of the problem. Try me out. All I do is ask you to experiment with this and see how much you can command the outer self to feel what the heart flame of love in your mighty I Am presence feels, what it wants to fill you with its feeling, what it wants to give you through its feeding that makes you master over the conditions of limitation in the outer world. Now, this is a part of your ascension. It is part of the purification of the body. It will release certain other powers as you become master of it in your use of the power of precipitation or levitation or etherealization. All of these things depend on your command by the use of the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence, or the heart flames of the ascended masters, or the heart flame of the great central sun, or the heart flames of the angel legions who direct this sacred fire of their love with the most terrific force you can ever imagine. Now, one flash of that can take out of existence something that maybe has taken you a lifetime of habit to create wrong. This is the instantaneous removal of the accumulation of the past that makes you able to gain your freedom and use the master powers of your presence, your mighty I Am presence, and the ascended host in outer physical conditions to keep you free from their dominating destructive intent. And this will enable you to fulfill the divine plan within and around yourselves just as a matter of natural habit. But in the beginning, you've got to take the commanding authority and power, and you must dictate to the cells of your body what they're going to feel one way or the other. You've been dictating on the destructive side is the reason you feel pain. I want you to go in reverse, just like you reverse your automobiles. Let's reverse this. It'd be very practical, and I assure you, much more comfortable. And another thing it does for you, it releases you from nervous tension. There's no nervous tension comes into the body. When you ask the heart flame of love for your mighty I Am presence to come into the body, and you order the body to accept that and forbid it to feel anything else. You just be the master in the house. Now here is the place where you can be the supreme dictator of creation at your own heart's command. You can be the biggest dictator in the universe in the right place. And that's the only place that is right for you. So when you want to put the dictator to work, you be the authority inside of the flesh and use the sacred fire, heart flame of love from your presence, and you as the authority over the atomic structure, order the substance and the energy and the consciousness in your own cellular structure, tell it to stop vibrating discord and fill it with the heart flame's great command, and command that love to take the place of the pain. And you will find that the pain will sooner or later just cease to be. Sometimes you can overcome that pain within two or three commands. If you give it the first time and it don't shut up, do it again. And if it keeps on talking back to you, do it again. But keep right on talking to it till you teach it obedience. It's just like training a little animal. You have to do it again and again. As soon as you begin to feel that you can make the thing stop, and your heart flame's love from the presence goes there to occupy that place, you only need a few experiences like this till you'll keep right at it. And this is what I wish you to accomplish. I want you there as soon as possible. It's necessary. Thank you so much. Now, isn't it silly for people to go on suffering down here when in the universe there is a sacred fire love? That all it says to life is, use me, and they won't let it in. The human is so busy fighting, it won't let God come in and give it peace. It's so busy determined to have its own way that it will not let God's love in. And the day you want to fill everything in your flesh body and everything in your affairs with the heart flame love of your mighty I Am presence and know it as invincible heart flame control for eternity, not just a few days, the day you decide that and that's set to work to practice it, it won't be a week. If you stay with it faithfully, till you begin to wonder, what in the world was the matter with me? Why did I put up with that when I could have been this? Now, it's up to you. But people can't sleep 1 minute and expect heaven to come in and give them all the pearls of existence on a golden platter just because they say a few words. You've got to get right up and be master and make every vibration of energy in your body know that you are the authority that fills it with the sacred fire, heart, flame, love of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host. And when you fill everything with that, you can't have limitation. You can't have distress. You can't have problems. Every problem that exists, exists because wherever there is a problem, it's simply a lack of enough of that sacred fire love of some part of life, either the mighty I Am presence or the heart flame love from the ascended host or the great central sun or the physical sun. When you're cold, you go outdoors and you let the sun's heart flame come into your body and warm you up. You stay there as long as you want to. So why shouldn't you do the same thing with your presence? When there's discord in the feeling, if you'll turn back to your beloved I Am presence and say, now listen, give me your heart flames, love into me, and absolutely fill me with that for eternity, invincible, invincible, indestructible harmony. And then you order the atomic structure to accept that heart flame. And you will have to speak sometimes very firmly to a pain. If it's become a habit, you just have to stand right up and talk it down. Now, you've talked down a lot of people in this world for your own distress. But this is one place where you've got a right to talk the rest of eternity. So take your liberty and issue the command to the atomic structure, because it is created to be subject to your conscious control. Now then, we offer you the use of our ascended master feeling. And what do you think that is? Exactly what I'm just talking about. Our ascended master feeling doesn't have anything in it, and nobody can ever put anything into it. But the heart flame love for the mighty I Am presence, whether it be from our temples of the sacred fire, the great central sun, or the physical sun, matters not. There's only one thing can be in our feeling world, and that is our love for eternity. And we have commanded everything else out, and someday you must do likewise. So if now is the appointed time, which I hope you will determine, it will enable us to clothe you in many powers that you have used once, that are in storage, and can be used again when you exert your dominion, when you exert your mastery over the intrusion of human discord. Then, soon as we are sure that you are in command and you won't ever accept anything but eternal sacred fire love in control of everything in the atomic structure, then it's no trouble at all for the master powers of your own mighty I Am presence or the enfolding temporary love of the ascended master to pour forth through you the master powers that enable you to do many things in a crisis that will help others as well as yourselves, and will at all times hold protection. This is part of your invincible protection and your mastery over everything in the outer world. So, beloved ones, go forth and use it. I don't want to intrude upon you, but I want you to feel your mastery, because our love is willing to give you our feeling of what it means to compel and order human creation to cease to be. Now, you've been giving that decree, but this is the command you've got to take to the feeling world, the energy of your own feeling world. And when you master it and you dictate to it what it's going to feel, you will be free in a short time. And I want you to be free, because I am that freedom to your life and all life. If you will believe me enough to try it out and set the habit, so we can clothe you in our feeling to enable you to gain that habit and mastery as quick as possible. So I enfold you in my miracle mantle of my feeling of the sacred fire love that compels evil to cease to be and is all authority to wipe out everything human wherever you call it into action. So may you use its power without limit and be as comfortable as possible in outer world conditions while you yet remain unascended. I commend you to the experiment which, after all, becomes your eternal freedom. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Saint Germain, teach us to command the atomic structure not only to be purified and healed and well, but to outpicture the youth and the beauty that the heart flame of the mighty I Am Presence can pour into the outer self until we are the fulfillment of the law. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire love from the heart flames of our mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, and draw it into the physical octave, and at least where we abide, compel evil. Anything that's of human creation annihilated forever. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know puts an end to anything and everything that is of distress for the I Am student body, here now and for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being who has poured love to us since we left the great central sun. Now to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, we ask you to blaze the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in through and around and to us all. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into his distress whatever sacred fire loves indestructible purity and fiery Christ blue lightning force of a billion suns, moving to outer action whatever annihilates human creation everywhere as quickly as possible. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To the beloved mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, and to blessed Saint Germain, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and now charging it with whatever ascended master sacred fire love compels all evil to cease to be, blaze it in through and around us, and issue the great command for human creation to be annihilated from the universe for eternity, and perfection of the ascended host take his place forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask flood forth all its blessings into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, until this world and all upon it are centered and free forever. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations. And now, all the sacred fire love from our own mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host necessary to overcome everything human as quickly as possible and for eternity. We thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, we ask the ascended host to fill us with their own heart's flame of whatever sacred fire love they know makes us master. Everywhere forever. And we thank thee.